Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled Strong and Fearless.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 6, verses 14 to 29. King Herod had heard about Jesus, since by now his name was well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Others said, he is Elijah. Others again, he is a prophet, like the prophets we used to have. But when Herod heard this, he said, it is John whose head I cut off. He has risen from the dead. Now it was this same Herod who had sent to have John arrested and had him chained up in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had told Herod, it is against the law for you to have your brother's wife. As for Herodias, she was furious with John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to because Herod was afraid of John, knowing him to be a good and holy man, and gave him his protection. When he had heard him speak, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. An opportunity came on Herod's birthday when he gave a banquet for the nobles of his court and his army officers and for the leading figures in Galilee. When the daughter of this same Herodias came in and danced, she delighted Herod and his guests. So the king said to the girl, ask me anything you like, and I will give it to you. And he swore her an oath, I will give you anything you ask, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptist. The girl hurried straight back to the king and made her request. I want you to give me John the Baptist's head here and now on a dish. The king was deeply distressed, but thinking of the oath he had sworn and of his guests, he was reluctant to break his word to her. So the king at once sent one of the bodyguard with orders to bring John's head. The man went off and beheaded him in prison. Then he brought the head on a dish and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about this, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. Prophets have a difficult life. They are called to hold society responsible for living a high standard of behavior. We have just celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday. Being a black man and a religious leader of his people, he recognized that they had little respect or standing in society. The black people had been in slavery, people brought to the United States in dreadful conditions, simply owned and sold, not even acknowledged as human, not acknowledged as human beings. Even after they were freed, they struggled to get any education, had low wages, little political standing, and not even second-class human beings. They were subject to lynchings and little or no government protection. Martin Luther King Jr., as a religious leader, spoke on their behalf and he spoke to them. While our preaching team was working in Birmingham, Alabama, a parishioner took us into the city and showed us the church where the girls were murdered in 1963. He wanted us to see the park where people were persecuted by police, attacked by their dogs. The cruel treatment of black people, it was a frightening experience for us. And the dogs were only statues. That man wanted us to understand the shame he felt as a white man. He thought that he had abandoned the black people himself. We have to ask ourselves, what principles do we have? Where do we draw the line? When will we make a stand? Will we be ever willing to sacrifice our own lives for the sake of others? Do we have any backbone? The principles of social justice apply to us all. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. So often we place our own social ambition ahead of the poverty of the poor or their rights to a better life. These things happened within the lifetime of most of us. Our church, our families would have taken sides, shown a prejudice. Would we have been with Martin Luther King Jr. or opposed to him? What do we know? What we do know is that what happened in the past will happen again. King Herod was a political ruler who had a great power, a friend of Caesar. He arrested John the Baptist after John criticized him for stealing his brother's wife. She had reason to hate John too. Herod was also a weak man. After his wife's daughter danced, he was so delighted, he promised to give her anything she desired, even half of his kingdom. After consulting with her mother, the girl demanded the head of John the Baptist. Herod was too weak to deny her, and so he had him killed. These things we know happen wherever people have political power. Lives are held in the balance because of rash promises. We honour John the Baptist and his prophetic stance, willing to lay down his life for principle. We too are asked to be courageous people, to allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And thanks for listening. God bless.